Welcome into the SSI Leadoff Man podcast. I'm Mitch McCumber. Going solo today, talking a little bit of postseason action, girls and guys included. Some games starting today on the 6th, and then others on the Friday the 7th, and even into the weekend of the 8th of July. Hope everyone had a great 4th of July weekend. We'll start off right away with girls action. First off, I'd like to give a shout out to our sponsors, Sioux City Ford, Fairway Grocery Stores of Siouxland, and Pizza Ranch on Floyd. Always been great sponsors out throughout the year for us during the Leadoff Man podcast. And, you know, always stopping for those guys for some great deals. Sioux City Ford, obviously, to get your wheels for the summer. And then Fairway for your burgers and brats. And Pizza Ranch always on kids' night for the kids eat free. Starting in for the girls, we'll go Class 1A Region 1, Remsen St. Mary's will take on Trinity Christian, a Trinity Christian team that upset Kingsley Pearson on the 5th of July, a 10-9 score. So Trinity Christian finds themselves playing the number one seed Remsen St. Mary's. These teams did meet up last month on the 7th of June, where Mariah Cronin threw a six-inning 10-strikeout affair where Remsen St. Mary's walked away with a 10-0 victory. I see a little bit of the same thing happening on Friday. You never want to pitch your ace in some situations where you think you can win. But just to get on to the next game, I think that Remsen St. Mary's is going to have to do that, especially against a team that's already seen them one time. You know, you got the offensive led by Maya Bunkers, and then obviously the anchor defensively with Marina Cronin. 125 strikeouts on the year and a very impressive 0.59 ERA. Going to be really hard for Trinity Christian to battle up against that after we've already seen them do so. Last time they played against Remsen St. Mary's and got a win was all the way back in 2016 when they won 8-6 on June 27th back then. But, you know, good senior leadership from Trinity Christian team. They're going to be, you know, a tough out for Remsen St. Mary's. But I look for Remsen St. Mary's to push on and play for the championship game in Region 1 for Class 1A. Played extremely good all year. Only lost one game so far. I don't see their second loss coming anytime soon. And they've been my pick to go to the state tournament and represent 1A all year, and I'm going to stick to that mold, and we'll keep riding with it. Now a team that's in Class 2A, West Monona, that's another, I feel like, a shoe-in for the state tournament. They take on a really good Akron-Westfield team, an Akron-Westfield team that's been battled, you know, played against Hinton and won their last game 13-1, whereas West Monona beat West Sioux 13-3. The historical matchups, they haven't played since 2018. Akron-Westfield's won all three matchups they played against each other. But they're playing against a little bit different West Monona team than they're used to seeing. Really good senior pitching out of Colleen Miller. We've talked about her before. 1.65 ERA with 90 strikeouts. And then, another Miller, Casey Miller, the junior, leading the team with hits, with 45 hits and 35 RBIs. And then Brianna Hill, a freshman, leading the team in RBIs with 36, one in front of Miller. This team's, you know, just with the runs scored, Akron-Westfield put up a really impressive 7.3 runs a game. West Monona in front of them in almost every category, including their runs scored with 8.8. You just look at it for their ahead in singles, tied in doubles at 42, but in triples, they double them in triples and they have two more home runs. So this, the way that West Monona is able to get gals on base is really, really impressive. And I think Friday is going to be the same outcome that they've had for most of the year. With a 27-6 record, they've really, you know, withstood a lot of the battles. Akron-Westfield coming into the contest at 16-10. You know, they've lost two of their last three games, one to West Lyon, a 3-1 loss, and then one to Unity Christian, 5-1. Getting that bounce back and win against Hinton definitely helps your spirits, but it's kind of just, it seems like it came at a clog in the road at the wrong time to face a really, really good West Monona team, and I look for West Monona to carry on and play into the weekend and into next and represent 2A in the region here for the Siouxland area down in Fort Dodge. And we'll move on from a team that's might end up playing for Dodge and going to the 4A region in softball. Bishop Heelan faces off against Spencer tonight. Spencer comes into the contest at 14-14. Bishop Heelan riding momentum. You know, they started off the season, you know, really slow and sluggish. I think a lot of the gals on the team were, you know, playing at the state tournament in soccer. They got some of their leadership back, some of their seniors back, and, you know, they've been as impressive as any team has been in the 3A, 4A bracket on this side of the state, you know, getting to a almost 500 record with the kind of hole they dug themselves in the beginning of the year. They're one of the hotter teams in all of softball. I look for them to beat Spencer, and then they got to go on and face Fort Dodge, which is, you know, a team that hosts the championship site hosted there. Fort Dodge seems like they're a team that is either always contending for a state title or at least down at the tournament with the last eight teams that are there for softball. So it should be a good matchup for Heelan to go with after they play Spencer. And then Sergeant Bluff Luton on the other side, really impressive 33-6 record, won the MRAC conference. They await the winner of Lamar's and Boyden Hall Rock Valley. Lamar's, you know, finished second in the conference. I feel like for them to be I'd be third actually in the conference. I look for them to beat Boyden Hall Rock Valley and then play against Sergeant Bluff again, who, you know, they split with last time they played at Lamar's. So Lamar's got a little taste of what it can be like to get a victory against Sergeant Bluff Luton. But I believe with the rest that Sergeant Bluff will have, they'll be able to pitch their ace. And it's going to be a little bit probably a different outcome as Lamar's, you know, I mean, you always have those playing games. You have to waste more pitching than some of these guys that get early first round buys, and it ends up hurting. You know, maybe not the first game that you don't see it so much because you have a good pitcher going up against good pitcher, but then when you have to go to your second or third string, you know, and you dig deeper into that lineup, and you're going up against another team's ace, you can definitely tell the skill level is a little bit different there. And I just give the upper hand to Sergeant Bluff. Now, a Fort Dodge, Sergeant Bluff meeting for the regional championship would be a great game to watch. Both teams, I think, are, you know, won their conference. Both teams are going to be, you know, obviously wanting to win one more game to make it back. Sergeant Bluff, you know, last year was a win short of going to the regional championship, so they want to make it to the regional championship, and they obviously want to represent the side of the state and going down to Fort Dodge and be a good accomplishment for those seniors. And, you know, they've put together, and I said, an impressive 33-6 season so far, and they want to just grab a couple more wins before their season's over. Going into 5A, Sioux City East actually has, I would technically call it a first-round bye with the way their bracket is set up. Urbandale and Council Post Abraham Lincoln have to play before they Des Moines Lincoln and Sioux City East face off on the 8th, and the winner of that Urbandale Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln game will play Waukee, who is the one seed in Region 2 in Class 5A. Sioux City East and Des Moines Lincoln is actually a pretty interesting matchup. Sioux City East was the team second in the conference for the MRAC this year. They finished with a 26-13 record. Des Moines Lincoln not much farther in front of them at 28-12. They get the host the game just because you have a little bit better record, one less loss, and two more wins. You know, they play in a really tough conference. They play, you know, a lot of those Des Moines schools against the Waukee Northwest, against the Ankenys. They're going to be battle-tested, but Sioux City East plays against some really good competition around this side of the state too. Obviously having to go up against Sergeant Bluff every time, you know, at least four times throughout the year. That's one of the top ranked 4A schools. You have a Heelan team that's battle tested, and you have some other good 4A schools that you face, 4A and 5A schools that you face throughout the year. East is going to be prepared and battle tested for it, and I think that if Des Moines Lincoln thinks that they'll get an easy win, Sioux City East could definitely go down there and sneak away with a victory. And then you kind of have the same mindset if no matter who you go up against. I'm assuming it's probably going to be Waukee Northwest if you were to win. I'm going to have to travel back down to the Des Moines region to play that regional championship. But, you know, they've been beat 11 times, Joaquin Northwest has. So just make it your 12th and keep riding that wave. And we could see Sioux City East in playing in Fort Dodge as well, representing the Class 5A. Move over to the Region 3 in 5A. Sioux City North and Sioux City West unfortunately have to face each other first round. Sioux City North has swept West in the four games that they played this season. I think it'll be game number 5 that Sioux City North will win against Sioux City West. Sioux City West just having a bit of a down year this year, only 4 wins on their resume. Just not in the cards this year for Sioux City West. Sioux City North, however, getting the victory, will go against and play, honestly, probably one of the best teams in all of softball this year, and that's Des Moines Valley at 32-8 on the season. I believe ranked in the top five almost all year in 5A for volleyball, or for softball, excuse me. That's going to be a really tough get for Sioux City North. And again, we talk about it. You don't want to ever rest your starter, because no game in the playoffs is a for sure win, but you really want to have your ace on the mound going up against Valley, because they, you know, they're going to get their best candidate on the mound as well. That game will be the sixth, played today, between Sioux City North and Sioux City West, and then they'll get right on, have a day of practice, and then go down and play that game on the 8th on Saturday against Valley, and then we'll await the winner after the weekend. You know, hopefully North pulls out some fireworks, and we're talking about a regional championship for both Sioux City North and Sioux City East. Be kind of cool to see both two teams represented down in Fort Dodge, see how those games play out for the softball side. Now moving on to the baseball side, a lot of the 1A and 2A brackets kind of closely almost played themselves out. We have the semifinals and the finals games left for both 2A and 1A. We'll start in 1A. Woodbury Central takes on Tri-Center, who they've already played this year, not that long ago, actually on the 26th of June, and Woodbury Central won that contest 19-2. You talk about Woodbury Central. Eric McGill is doing a really good job. The junior is leading the team in hits and RBIs. On the mound, Will DeStichter's put up a, you know, won four games, won 27 innings pitched, and with a 2.33 ERA. And then, you know, Joe DeStichter, his brother, has actually got a couple innings pitched and has two strikeouts coming in relief. Just a really solid, you know, baseball team. I know when you play a team that you more than likely are going to see in the playoffs later on, especially only a week later or so, you're not going to throw your best at them. But still, I think, impressively enough, a 19-2 victory I would see happening again for Woodbury Central. Probably not in that aspect of winning by 17 runs, but a run differential of about 8 would be what I would see happening. These games played on Saturday for the baseball brackets there. I like Woodbury Central to advance and beat Tri-Center, and then they'll await the winner of the Alta Aurelia Remsen St. Mary's matchup. And again, we talked about it all year. Woodbury Central doesn't have to face Kingsley Pearson, who's knocked him out of the tournament 3 of the last 4 years, I believe, but now has to face Remsen, who is a team that went to the state championship game last year and had a you know, disastrous late inning in that game to end up losing by one run to the eventual state champions. The team that's going to be hungry, a team that's, you know, been in the top 10 for rankings, and I believe the lowest they were ever ranked was 3 in 1A, and they come in with a 27-2 record. Alta Aurelia, 22-7, that's a good team they're going up against. I just think with the maturation of a team that's already been down there, you have some sophomores contributing, with Colin Hammond. You know, he's been hitting the crap out of the ball lately. 7 home runs. You know, he's got a .377 batting average, and he's driven in 42 runs for Remsen St. Mary's. And then Jackson Bunkers with an outrageous .49 batting average with 46 hits. This lineup does it to you in a multitude of ways. They're comfortable with winning games in low scoring games, but they're also very comfortable in 10 running teams, which they have. The last 5 games, they've 10 runned 4 of the last 5. So it's they can come with you with a barrage of hits. They average about 10 runs a game, and they only give up about 1.3 runs a game. That team ERA, it always sits super low. This year, it's no different. They're just doing a really, really good job, both on the defensive side of the ball and the offensive side of the ball. I look for Remsen St. Mary's to beat Alta Aurelia and match up against Woodbury Central. That game would be a great one to watch. I think it'd be much anticipated. That game will be played on the 11th of July there. So you get to watch the games on Saturday, get a little bit of time over the weekend to kind of digest the matchup. Then they go right back, and they'll be back at it on Tuesday, playing that state qualifier game. So either Remsen St. Mary's or Woodbury Central will be fighting, if all plans out, will be fighting for a chance to go to Carroll to represent the district. And they will more than likely go up against some other teams. This the 1A bracket in this side of the state of Iowa is completely filled, completely loaded, because you still have Galen Catholic that'll be playing Akron Westfield, both with identical win records, 21 wins, Akron Westfield with 8 losses, Galen Catholic with 5 losses. This one's a tough one for me. They played earlier in the year. They split both games. One Galen Catholic won 8-5. One Akron Westfield won 3-1. Close games, you know, two to three runs separate both the wins, and a junior led class for Akron Westfield with Nielsen and Tepstra and McCauley, and then a senior led team on Galen Catholic side with Keaton Logan, Carter Kellen, and Wieland as well. So just it's kind of like the more mature side of Galen Catholic, and you know this game's gonna come down to really what pitcher has it going that night. You look at their stats and everything's pretty much similar. 7.1 runs scored for Akron Westfield, 7.8 for Galen Catholic. 3 runs given up for Akron Westfield, 3.3 given up by Galen Catholic. They play similar. Their batting orders, you know, 1 through 9. Can still do damage, you know, and it's going to be a big thing. And when your 7, 8, 9 hole are able to extend, you know, at bats and get on base, and then give time for your heart and your meat of the order, your 1, 2, 3, 4 hitters to come up and really extend innings and get more pitches out of the starting pitcher from the other team, even drive in runs, it's going to be, you know, in this game, cataclysmic for who's going to come out with a victory. This one, I think we could honestly be a coin toss. I think I'd give the advantage maybe just a little bit to Galen, but it's not going to be too big of a way one way or another. That's probably going to be the tightest matchup that we'll see in the 1A brackets until you get to the championship game. And I guess I just give the slight advantage to Galen Catholic, but Akron Westfield's been proving me wrong all year, and I think if they have a chance, they're definitely going to be able to do it again. Moving on to Kingsley Pearson, a team that after they took down Remsen St. Mary's has sat at that 2 spot in the 1A region. They face MMCRU, and I think MMCRU put up a great year. They got to 11-12 on the season, some good wins, you know, already in postseason play, with a win against North Union 4-2. They won against South O'Brien 4-0 and Harris Lake Park back in the 28th of June 13-0. But you just look at it, the one loss, Newell Fonda, that Remsen had, or that Kingsley Pearson had, 5-4, that back on the 27th of June. And ever since then, they've just really put it to some teams. Beat Sioux Central 9-2, Unity Christian 6-0, and then they just faced George Little Rock and won that game 16-0. And I believe that was in 4 innings. Can't talk enough about how well of a season Boston Duquette's had. Pitching on the mound, Evan Newman's been absolutely lights out with a .59 ERA, 52 strikeouts, 35 innings pitched, won 8 games. You know, with those innings, and you don't have to pitch a ton of innings when you're winning, you know, 10-15-0 in a lot of these games. So you're only playing 4 innings and then calling it by mercy rule. So Kingsley Pearson, you know, is a team that I believe makes it to the state tournament. And depending on how those brackets line up, I'd love to see them play a Sioux City school late into the rounds. Hopefully it's not opening round, to play maybe even a second round game like they did last year against Rems and St. Mary's, or if it could happen, a championship game would be even better to see with two Siouxland schools. The 1A bracket has been extremely well represented this side of the on the Siouxland area with all the teams. It's been loaded with talent. So if I mean you're a fan in 1A and your team didn't make it, you know, there's a reason this year. Just because that you can't take all the teams that got into the playoffs to the state tournament. And there's good enough teams. I think there's probably, you know, on a select hand, there's probably four or five teams worthy to go down and play in Carroll, but just how the brackets have weeded themselves out, they're not going to be able to make it down there. But Kingsley Pearson, I think, is going to have no trouble with MMCRU. And then I believe their next matchup, who they'll face the winner of Newell Fonda and Bishop Garrigan, they get revenge on Newell Fonda. I think they win a close one against them, but I think Newell Fonda beats Bishop Garrigan, and I think that Kingsley Pearson would then on the 11th as well. They talked about that matchup between Remsen and Woodbury Central that could play out. You could see another matchup with Newell Fonda and Kingsley Pearson. I think Kingsley Pearson has the edge in that one. I'm going to be a little bit more hungry to play against them. I'm obviously going to want to win to make it down to Carroll again. Going from there to the 3A bracket, and I believe the 3A bracket in this side of the state of any bracket in 3A is the most loaded in Sub-State District 1. Bishop Heelan's the 1 seed, MOC the 2 seed, Sergeant Bluff the 3, Spencer the 4. All those teams have a chance that if they were in a different bracket, unless they got matched up with like a 1 or 2 seed in the state, have a real chance to make it down to Iowa City. Bishop Heelan getting the 1 seed with 26-12 record will play Boyden Hall Rock Valley on Friday. I think they honestly make light work of Boyden Hall Rock Valley. The pitching depth is way too strong for Bishop Heelan, and there's how they're able to manufacture runs is something that a lot of teams don't see. Boyden Hall really a team that struggled this year keeping opponents off the scoreboard. Heelan's going to eat away at that. I see this being a 5-inning game. I could see Heelan winning by 10 or more runs. Going on to Spencer and Storm Lake. Spencer, another team, got some really good senior leadership, lost in the championship game against Sergeant Bluff last year. This team plays against a Spirit Lake team that kind of limped their way into the postseason, playing at home. I like the Tigers by another 10-run deficit there as well. Meet up against Bishop Heelan, and that should be a great matchup there, and I believe that would be at Lewis and Clark Park on the 10th, so that would be that Tuesday. MOC plays Sioux Center, just a year, they're sitting at 500, 12-12. MOC's got too many guys. I think they're most talked about should be their juniors and seniors, but, you know, they got a really, really strong throwing freshman, that's doing some work for them. I don't know if he pitches in the Sioux Center game. I think they'll save him for game two or maybe even game three. But they're loaded. They got really good experience. They've only lost 7 games in the year. They don't play in the most competitive conference, but when they went out of conference, they won games against some really good teams. Won a comeback game against a really good West Delaware team at Lewis and Clark Park. They're kind of built to win these bigger games. And then it's honestly a little bit different. You play on a field with a turf infield. You know, that does affect some kids. It does affect some people when you're not used to playing on a turf infield. So we'll see if that also falls into their favor as well. And then the last matchup, Sergeant Bluff versus Lamars. You know, Lamars took a game from them earlier in the year, and Sergeant Bluff kind of responded. Sergeant Bluff, to me, has been a team that's kind of ridden a roller coaster. And at times it's been really good, and they played really good baseball together. You know, they've had a few injuries, things that, you know, obviously the coaching staff can't, you know, can contain there. But when it's at the highest of highs, it's good. But it could get to the lowest of lows, and then this team will drop a game to West or to Lamar's. And if they're not on, they can lose to some teams. But if they're on their A game, they can make work of this bracket as well. So they're kind of a wild card team to me. You know, they sit at a 3 seed. You're going to play a home game first, probably an away game second at MOC, and then your third game will more than likely be a neutral site anyways. But it could be Lewis and Clark Park, or it could be, you know, a home game as well. Just I think with the way that everything is set up, three teams out of this bracket I'm confident can go down to Iowa City and at least win one game, and that would be Bishop Heelan, MOC, or Sergeant Bluff. I think that the just if depending on whose pitching matchup you had, we saw it last year with Sergeant Bluff, went down, beat a Lewis Central team that no one gave him a shot against. This is it's the same year where a lot of these teams are cakewalking through their brackets, and just how it's set up. These three teams, whatever team makes it, is going to have to earn their way to Iowa City, and I think they're going to be more battle tested going in and playing against a tighter, a better opponent than these teams that are able to walk on and win in 4 and 5 innings with no ease and using no pitching. It's just going to be the battle of who's more battle tested down there. And I believe in the three teams or any of the teams that are sent out of this bracket, 1 and 3A substate. So we'll see how those games go. And moving on into the 4A bracket here, West takes on Dowling. Their first game, that's a very, very difficult matchup. Dowling, one of the better teams in all of 4A. I see West season ending there. Council Bluffs, Thomas Jefferson takes on Johnston. Another one, just seven wins for Council Bluffs, Thomas Jefferson this year. Played some games pretty solidly. You have to go up against one of the best teams in 4A, Johnston, with their pitching rotation, their hitting. That's a team that I think is in heavy favorite for a lot of people to win it all in 4A, and that's the team you got to play right out the gate on Friday. Not super fair to Thomas Jefferson, but it'll kind of be a measuring stick of how the season ended up on how well you can play against Johnston. Sioux City North versus Abraham Lincoln, I think, is a great matchup. Abraham Lincoln, we talked about last year, a team that won the conference this year, finished at 17-21. Sioux City North won the conference, so they kind of switched roles from last year. I believe North had a total of 13 wins. Now they doubled that total, 26-12 on the season. And Sioux City North just, played against the number one team in 4A and won on senior night. They split with them, I believe. So it's a team that has some rejuvenated confidence. It's hard to say that you need more motivation and more confidence after just winning the MRAC title, but to get some more confidence going into the postseason, I think they're ready to take on an AL team. And then they'll face the winner of Sioux City East and Valley. I think Sioux City East wins that one. Their middle part of their batting order is way too strong. Their pitching has really came along as the year has gone for Sioux City East, and I like that matchup. And then you all of a sudden get a matchup between Sioux City East and Sioux City North, and I like the two going head-to-head. I really do. I think Sioux City North has a little bit of the advantage in pitching, whereas, if you look at Sioux City East, when they've put the bats together, that's a really good team hitting wise. And as the year has gone on, they've really demonstrated that. You look at it, last time they played, they split, won 6-4, North did, and then they lost 4-5 on a walk off. And, the earlier part of the season, they played very early, I think it was June 1st, and North won both games 3-2. So all the games that they played against each other are really close. I think the games could be just as close as well. And then if you are able to win that game, then you do have to go up and play against Johnston. I'd give the edge to Sioux City North just a little bit with the pitching and the way that they're able to manufacture some runs too. They're sneaky on the base path, and they did a really good job. I watched them play against Sergeant Bluff, and they just hit their spots. They're smart on the base path, and then when they don't make any errors or need to make any errors because their pitching is doing so well, it's really hard to come back from, and it's kind of a demoralizing, going through 3 or 4 innings in a row of 3 up, 3 down. You're like, man, I mean, we're hitting them, but we're just hitting it right to the spots that they're at, and they're playing solid defense and not making errors. And it really starts to grow on you as an away team when they can put up a couple runs in the first couple innings, and all of a sudden you're looking down the barrel and your season's on the line, and all of a sudden mistakes get amplified a little bit more. So I think North plays a really solid defensive game, and Tillo and company have been doing a really good job there all season, and I think they can grab a couple more wins. Game against Johnson is going to be tough, but I think they're battle tested and ready for it, and I think a lot of them up there at North are saying, who better than us to prove people wrong? And I've been doing it all year, and and super proud of the way that they performed. But you know, that's pretty much all we got for this week. We'd look forward to all the games preparing and going out, starting today and going all the way until, you know, next week when we talk again. We hope you guys have a great weekend. Hope the teams that you're cheering for get a W, and we'll talk at you guys next week.